You know, we got rock music here for our rock star guest on the Rational Revolution. We got a fellow Mark, Congressman Mark Pocan. I'm Mark Becker. Glad you're here with us. And I wanted to kind of continue the discussion a little bit on, you know, how things are going and all of that. So you live in Madison. Our dear, also friend of the show, Tammy Baldwin. She joined us in studio a couple times, maybe about a month ago. But do you guys like fly together and commute together and all of that stuff? Or how does that work?
Ironically, I see her more at the airport than I do in Washington.
Oh, yeah.
The Senate and the House, even though we're only a couple blocks apart, you're in your world and you don't see each other than the airport. I actually live in rural Dane County. I live in a town of Vermont in the western edge of Dane County, population 830 or something like
nice.
That.
Nice.
So, but Madison is obviously the biggest city in my district. And
right.
But, you know, Tammy, talk about a rock star. I mean, Tammy, yeah. You know, is such an amazing U.S. senator. She's a workhorse, not a show horse. You know, she doesn't,
yes.
You know, a TV camera come up and she doesn't knock over someone to get to it.
Yeah.
She's busy, you know, negotiating deals with Republicans and Democrats to get things done. And she's got this amazing record. I mean, most recently, the Respect for Marriage Act, she got
yes.
done with bipartisan support at a time that bipartisan things don't happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Affordable Care Act that in Project 2025, you know, they want to get rid of again
mm-hmm.
and take away our protections, those pre-existing condition protections. A major part of that bill was keeping adult children onto policies till
yeah.
they're 26. That was Tammy Baldwin's
yes.
provision. So
yes,
anyone who his kid has health insurance because of that provision can thank Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah, I was really, when she was here, I never met her before, and I was blown away by just how genuine she was, you know, and
yeah.
how she is. It was really cool. And so when you're in town, come on in studio, we'll have the same thing.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Now, and I have to also say thank you because, a couple of years ago I took my son to DC and we wanted to get a tour of the Capitol, and I have my congressman's cell phone number, or former congressman, cause I was the chairman of the Republican Party. But it's the darndest thing. If you're critical of them, they don't really like you very much. And so I wanted to get my son, who was in fifth grade at the time, I wanted to get him a tour of the Capitol. And, you know, they left me on red, which was cool. But my brother reached out to your team. And within
yeah.
like 2 hours, you made it happen. So thank you for that. That was
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad it worked out. I mean, you know, generally, your membership doesn't matter if you have a D or R, you know, after your name or who you're voting for. We should just get stuff done for you. But, you know, I think the good things that we can do for people when they come out here are things like help them, you know, get some of the tours and tickets for things. And of course, in our district offices, you know, casework,
yeah.
I mean, you got a problem with Social Security, veterans benefits, IRS, you name it. We're all there to help you. You know, although I know Ron Johnson's office a little more likes to lecture you about spending, but the rest of us are there kind of to get things done when we can. So.
Oh, Ron and I go way back. Anyway, so I want to talk about the debate. What did you think of the debate?
Well, you know, I actually had a couple moments of feeling bad for Donald Trump because, you know, the first debate was awful, right? I
yeah.
think we all know that. And it
was hard
sad
to watch.
And, you know, just across the board, that's the best, you know, that people could put out there. And Joe Biden got so much done in his first 2 years. Unfortunately, he became president very late in life and his
yeah.
aging was happening. And we saw that. But yeah. Donald Trump also was not liked by people, and he's still a major not party nominee. And we saw it in full force. I mean, the angriness, the random comments, the, you know, people eating dogs and cats, the concept of a health plan after 9 years,
yes.
the calling Kamala Harris and her dad a Marxist,
yeah.
just, you know, the random stuff that, you know, on Thanksgiving, that old kind of drunken uncle
yeah,
sometimes
right.
says,
yeah.
you know, you just kind of like, it's all right, go back to sleep.
Congressman Simpson.
Yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we were having that meltdown in front of all of us. And, you know, even Republicans in trying to justify it never have said he won the debate
right.
other than Donald Trump saying he did. They all say, oh, it was unfair. And they have all these
yeah.
excuses. But
they have the nerve to fact check.
Yeah, we saw what Donald Trump was. I mean, unfortunately, he doesn't have facts. He doesn't have values that connect with American people. And he has lots of crazy, crazy notions.
He does. The one thing that I think is hard for Democrats as we kind of move forward in the process is, even though it is a crazy uncle that's the top of the ticket, when you go to the grocery store, it's really expensive, and interest rates are expensive, and rent is expensive. And so how what's the plan for that?
Well, and Harris has been addressing this where Joe Biden didn't. And I think that was a mistake that Joe Biden had, is he was talking so much about the good things he did for the economy and getting us out of COVID. But, you know, worldwide, we have inflation and higher costs worldwide because we all came out of COVID at once, right? It's economic 101, right? Limited supply and lots of demand. Luckily, we addressed much of that with the Inflation Reduction Act that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden had, and that's helping reduce costs on healthcare, specifically prescription drugs for people on Medicare. We're negotiating for drug prices for the first time ever. We capped out-of-pocket expenses for seniors on drugs to $2,000. We capped insulin to $35, unfortunately only for people on Medicare because Republicans wouldn't let us go farther. And we did some things around energy costs. But, you know, housing is probably the toughest one right now. We need more housing stock to lower the cost. On food, it's doing what, quite honestly, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have been doing with the Federal Trade Commission, going after big food. You know, there's four companies that control 60% of the food
distribution
in the country. Yeah. And they've been taking advantage of this. A lot of corporate greed. In fact, when you look, there's a graph out this week when Kamala Harris went after, you know, corporations for price gouging and doing this with food, all of a sudden there was a huge drop in online food prices because they were getting called out and they knew otherwise legislation could probably affect them somehow. And so that just all the more reinforced, you know, what is actually going on. But it has nothing to do with migrants at the border, as Donald Trump seems to bring everything to.
Right.
But it is real, and she is really addressing it, and she's really talking about it. And by doing so, just on food alone, we saw a big drop this week alone because of the administration being willing to go after those big companies that bluntly have been ripping us off.
And how, I mean, you know, Congress, the House of Representatives is the voice of the people, you know, that's how it was set up. What is the House doing about that? Because, I mean, you know, the president is just one branch of the three.
Yeah, we're doing nothing about everything, right? Like, I mean, that's the problem, right? We're broken right now on that. And that's why more falls onto the executive branch. They can do at least some temporary things. But Federal Trade Commission is going after mergers. And that's one of the things. The more you have consolidation and fewer companies, the more they can have these price gouging efforts. In on gasoline, this is something that got very little coverage, Mark. But there was an oil company that just sold to Exxon. And the head of that company was busted back in May by the Federal Trade Commission for hundreds of messages conspiring with OPEC, a foreign entity, on price fixing and supply fixing for gasoline. So the reason we're paying more for gasoline right now is because these companies are breaking the law in many ways to limit supply and keep prices artificially high. And it was because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden.
That's great. Yeah, that's awesome. We're having an awesome discussion here with Congressman Mark Pocan. We're going to continue that on the other side. Got to be a joke.